Begin the current daf in Sechtes Becharis daf Chaf Aleph. Begin 4 lines down from the top of the Yamud, where the Gemara continues to elaborate on the Braisa that the Gemara brought on the previous daf, which was brought in because it related back to the Machlegis between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shmuel, which is similar to the Machlegis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah, regarding if someone buys an animal from a non-Jew, and then the question is, did this animal give birth yet once before, and therefore this animal is not a firstborn, or is it the first time it's giving birth? We don't know, we bought the animal from a non-Jew to know if it's going to be the firstborn or not. So that, Rabbi Shmuel had said, look, if it's in its first year, we could assume it never had children yet, and this is going to be the Bechar. Whereas Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva had said that no, maybe it was mitanefes, maybe it had soiled, maybe it miscarried, and it's possible to go ahead and still give birth in that same year, and maybe it's not going to be a Bechar, and therefore it's a Suffolk, and therefore one would not have to give it to the Kohen. That was their machlokes. So related to that, the Gemara brought a Braisa, the Tanakhama had said that it's possible to have one goat that will give birth to three daughters or triplets at one time, then those daughters will have three of their own kids in that same year, and then from the same family, you're going to have Ma'isa Behema. So what it was saying was, is that, and Rashi points out the reason why it says that the Gedi is going to have Shalish Banis, and says it in the feminine terminology, Shalish versus Shalisha, because if any of the children would be Zcharim, they actually wouldn't be able to have Ma'isa Behema, because then you would have three of them being firstborns, and then you wouldn't have ten. They would have to go to the Kohen, it wouldn't be part of the Ma'isa Behema. So the Tanakhama said, Kula nechnosen ledir lis asur yachad, meaning to say that you could have that all of them are being born in the same year of Ma'isa Behema, which goes from El to El. You have the three daughters that were born to the mother, and then you have that each one of those three had three, which is a total of nine, making for 12. Now the reason is, because if they wouldn't be born in one year, then you wouldn't be able to take Ma'isa Behema from them together, because the first of El is Rosh Hashanah for Ma'isa Behema. And you don't combine those who are born from before El to those who are born after El, as the Gemara says in Perek Ma'isa Behema later on, Daf Nun Zayin Beis. So what the Braisa of the Tanakhim was saying is, it's possible to have that these first three daughters could be born together with their nine daughters in the same year. For example, if let's say those daughters were born on the first of El, then by the end of 6 months, they all become pregnant. And then 5 months later, they go all give birth in the month of El. Therefore, you could have from the same family, from this one mother, with her three daughters, and those three daughters having three daughters of their own, for a total of 12, with the children and the grandchildren, are having Ma'isa Behema one. Now the Gemara asked, why does it have to be Shalosh Banis? You could really have less. The Gemara said, no, because one of them is going to have at least three, so we say for all of them having three. But one thing the Gemara wanted to say, which related back to the halacha of our previous stuff, of the Machlokes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shmuel, Lema Kesaver said the Gemara on the top of her Amad that Metanefes in the Chizav Yeledes Patech Shnasa, that obviously if it soils, it cannot go back and give birth in the same year, meaning from when it soils until the end of the year. Why? Because seemingly the Gemara had asked, why do you need to have 12? Why do you need to have 10 by having each one of the children having three of their own? Let each one of them have two of their own. And then, oh, but you're not going to have 10. No, let the mother herself go back and have birth again in that same year. So then you have a total of 10. Often the fact that it didn't say that, obviously the mother cannot go ahead. Now therefore, when it said metanefes, is because the Gemara had assumed that the amount of time it takes after soiling is the same amount of time it takes after giving birth. And therefore, the Gemara wanted to prove, oh, from this braisa, this Tanakhama is like Rabbi Shua, or like those who disagree with him, who that was their machlekes that we bring it in, because the halacha of our Mishnah, if an animal is metanefes, if it soils, if it could be chayzav yiled, it's patech shnasa. Shmuel held not. Rabbi Shua said, yeah. Seeming from the Tanakhama here, we see that it's not like Rabbi Shua. Because you see that if once it gives birth, and the Gemara assumes soiling is the same, it wouldn't be able to give birth in the same year again. That the Gemara said, no, even if you want to say like Rabbi Shua, that metanefes chayzav yiled, if it soils, it could go ahead and give birth in the same year again. And therefore, an eiz b'teich shnasa, for example, like the lach of a Mishnah, is not a raya that's the first time, because it could be it soiled. But when it gives birth, most definitely it's not going to be chayzer in give birth again in that same year. And therefore, it didn't count the number 10 with the mother giving birth in the first of El and giving birth again in that same year again. That was the Tanakhama. Now that's why Gemara continues and quotes Amr B'Shimon. Says, Ani Re'isa Gediya, he says, seemingly he's saying the same thing as the Tanakhama. He says, yeah, I saw a kid goat, She'issa B'tech Shanasa, that they had Ma'isa Behema in its same year, just from its children. So the Gemara asks, Ma'ika Ben Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon, what is the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon? What is he saying any different? So that's why Gemara continues and says, okay, Ika Benai de Ze'iri. The difference between them is the halacha of Ze'iri, which we mentioned in the previous daf. No, the case that we're talking about is where if the daughters themselves soiled on the last month of the 6 months since they were born, not on the first day of the seventh month. Now, if we're going to count now, like Ziri said, that you have to wait, they're not going to have a male mate with them until they wait at least 30 days. And additionally, their pregnancy takes 5 months, so it's going to come out in the last day of the year from when they were born, that then they're going to have the ability of going into the Maisa Behema, like we said, in 1 year that they could all be born. If they're born on the first of El, then after at the end of the 6 month, the last day of the 6 month, they soil. You got to wait 30 days. Then if you count with 5 months, it's going to be in the last day of the year, right before the new year of Maisa Behema, they could have the three daughters. So that's what the Gemara explains. Tanakama is like the Ziri. Tanakama is like Ziri. So, okay, it's possible to have like we described, where they're born the first day of the year of the Maisa Behema, their own daughters were born the last day, so you could have 12, you could have this family of having Maisa Behema in the same year. But Reb Shimon, Leslie, the Ziri, Shimon did not hold this halacha Ziri that an animal's not going to mate. It could mate even if it's soiled. It's not going to wait 30 days. Now, so what are they saying difference? So the way the first interpretation of Rashi says it is that if one's medayik in the words of Reb Shimon, he says that I saw the kid goat that had the family taking Maisa Behema betoich shanasa, in its year, meaning not just the last day of the year, because that wouldn't be in the year. It could be a day or 10 days earlier from the end of the year that these daughters themselves could give birth to their three daughters. Meaning to say, it's not going to have to be the last day, because even though they're soiled, it's not at the end of the 6 months, a few days later could go ahead and become pregnant. So it's not going to necessarily be the last day. Therefore, that's the machlekes Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. Yeah, they're both saying the same idea. The question is, it is only going to be possible on the last day of the year? Or is it even going to be possible, meaning in the case when they soiled at the end of 6 months? Or is it even possible even a few days earlier? Similarly, Ve'ibayisim, if you want, you could say similar type of interpretation. The Kulama Islu de Ziri. No, everyone holds like Ziri. That's, let's say, as we're describing this case, if 6 months after they were born, on the first of El, they soiled, that they're going to have to wait 30 days. But their dispute is regarding, does an animal give birth rounded off 5 months, not, like on the bridge, not necessarily waiting complete 5 months? But Tanakama, it can't give birth less than a full 5 months. Therefore, it's only going to be possible, this case of the Braisa, on the last day of the year. But Tanakama, Reb Shimon, it could give birth, and therefore, again, it could be Taich, Shanasa, it could be in the year, it doesn't have to be the last day necessarily. If you want, you could say, the kulam and you led this lemukutan. No, everyone holds they can't give birth less than a full 5 months. Now, the dispute is regarding, do we say part of the day is like the whole day? According to Tanakama, we don't say a partial day is like the whole day. Again, therefore, you have to finish off, and it's only going to be possible the last day. But no, even part of the day is like the whole day, and again, therefore, even if it's a day before, which is still taich, it's not the last day, it's not tseif shnasa, it can be taich shnasa. And again, because the penultimate day is also going to be considered like it's finished, and therefore it can be even taich shnasa. If you want, you could say, the kulam amrina miktsasim kukulim. Everyone says, we say, part of the day is like the whole day. So seemingly Tanakama is also not necessarily the last day, it could also be the day before. But their dispute is regarding something else. Could we have an animal that's not yet ready to be brought as a carbon of Maisa Behema, which has to be day 8 and older to be brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash? However, could be put in the pen, which is that process of where the animals come out in the 10th one, the stamp with a red dye. That's their dispute, which is that the Tanakama holds that it's not nichnas ladir l'sasa. So even though it could be born on the last day, which according to this interpretation, actually Tanakama doesn't hold that actually this case is viable. In the case that we described where it's soiled on the 6 month year, you could have them all born the same year. But regarding the case when it's soiled at the end, that's what they're saying, that Reb Shimon says, yeah, I saw it even such a case, because he holds that even if it's not, it's only being born on the second to the last day of the year. Okay, so it's in the same year, but how is it going to have the halacha Maisa Behema from the same year when it's yet not 8 days old? He holds, yeah, it could be done in the process, even though it's not going to be able to be brought as a carbon yet. But Tanakama holds, no, that wouldn't work. And you're right, that case wouldn't be having 10 of the same family. He holds you could have 10 the same family when it didn't soil those children at the end of the 6 months. So therefore, yeah, whenever they were born, 3 months later they became pregnant, you could have in the same year, but that in regarding this case, that's the machlekes. As the Gemara continues to Medbeis, Vatanya, so too as we learn in the Braisa, B'shimin Yehuda Amin B'shim B'shimin, that he says, M'chusas man, nechnes ledir lesasa. Again, not like the Tanakama. Tanakama does not hold like that. Holds that the case that you're describing, they won't be able to have Maisim Haman, they're not considered the same year. But B'shimin holds that even if it's not 8 days old yet, it could be put into the pen to have the tithe. And the Gir says, V'arehu k'bachar, because in regarding to this, we give the halach of ma'is behema like that of the animal of the firstborn, which is ma b'chayr kadosh l'vnei zman, just like the firstborn. It's sanctified even before the time that it can be brought as a carbon, which b'chayr, when it's unblemished, is supposed to be brought as a carbon, because the sanctity of a b'chayr is automatically when it comes out of the womb. And b'kar v'lach asmane, now it's only brought as a carbon after its time, meaning after 8 days. Af mechus asman, so too by the ma'is behema, when it's not yet the time of being brought as a carbon of 8 days, still, Kaddish lifnei zman, it can be sanctified before its time, meaning this halacha that we're saying that mechutz zman is nichnas ladir, mekarv lach zman, and it can be brought as a carbon, it can be sacrificed after the time, but it could be brought nichnas ladir. That's the dispute between Reb Shimon and the Tanakhama. However, the Gemara asks on Reb Shimon by the Yelf Mechar, instead of learning Maisa Behema from the laws of the Bechar, Nelef Mekachim. Why you learn that from the general laws of Kachim, of regular Karbanos, like from Mishlamim, which Allah says you cannot sanctify it when it's still Mechuz Zman, because the sanctity does not take effect, as the Brisa says in Teres Karim, it says in the Pasuk, Meyoyim HaShemini V'Hali Yeretz LeKarban Yish LaShem. From the 8th day and on, it will be willingly as a carbon, as a fire offering for Hashem, which the Brisa says, I would only know as a Isha, as a fire offering, meaning you cannot sacrifice until after 8 days. How do you know even that you can't sanctify it? It says, look, carbon. You can't even, that's an extra word to say that you can't even sanctify it. So maybe it should not be viable. Why is it learning from Bechar? Learn from Shlam. Says the Gemara, Mistabim and Bechar have a Leila Melef. It's more logical to say we're learning out the laws of Maisa Behema from Bechar. Shekain, because Bechar and Maisa share the following common characteristics. Goyal, regarding redemption. And that is, both of them cannot be redeemed. Bechar, the Pasuk system of Midbar Yitchez, Loi Tifta, can't redeem it. By Maisa Behema, it says, Yirkach of Zayin, Loi Goyal, you can't redeem it. In contrast, regular Kachim could be redeemed if it develops a blemish. Moreover, Mum, regarding Bechayr and Ma'isr, they are sanctified in their blemished state, a complete sanctity. In contrast to regular Kachim, as the Gemara said earlier in the Fidalim and Alf, that regular Kachim, if it had a blemish before it was sanctified, it has almost like a Kedusha's Damim, except for Bechayr and Ma'isr, which has a full level of sanctity, even in its blemish. Also, Tumuras, regarding Bechayr and Ma'isr, their Tumura, when someone tries to swap the sanctity from the carbon to a different animal, that carbon tumura is not sacrificed as a carbon. Like the Pasuk says, Leit tifta, don't redeem it. Kaidashem, they're holy. As dam and tizrik, their blood you should throw, which tells us that they are brought as a carbon. But their tumura is not brought as a carbon, as the Gemara says in Tumura, daf chaf alef min alef. In contrast to regular kachim, the tumura itself is brought as a carbon, as the Gemara said earlier on daf yadal mabeis, rak kadashecha, when it says in the Pasuk, only your kachim, those are extra words, it says, those are refers to the tumuras, that they're also brought as a carbon. And finally, achila. Regarding the Bechar and the Maiser, they're both eaten in their blemished state. And the Maiser Behem is eaten by Yisrael in the blemished state, and the Bechar is eaten by the Kohen. In contrast to Kachim, which develops a blemish, it's redeemed. It's not eaten in a blemished state. So since there's four common characteristics between Bechar and Maiser Behem, we learn the Maiser Behem from Bechar again for this halacha of Reb Shimon, that it could be Nechnas L'Sladir even if it's Mechutz Zman. To the contrary, we should learn that Maisa Behema from the laws of Kachim, Shekin, because they also have four common characteristics. Zachar, Kaddish, B'matanus, Pashit. You have that regarding Maisa and Kachim, that both of them apply to regular animals, meaning even non-Bukhair animals. And moreover, they don't need to be male. And moreover, that they need to be sanctified actively. And they're not from the Matnas Kunda, they're not given as gift to the Kayan, because Mais and Shlomim are both eaten by the owners, as the Gemara says later on, Nunvav Manalav, and Mais Behema is a Shlomim, which Shlomim is eaten by the owners. In contrast, the laws of Bechayr is only the firstborn, not a regular animal. It's also only by males, and you don't have to sanctify because it's automatically sanctified when it comes out of the womb, and it's one of the Matnas Kunda, it's given to the Kayan, it's not eaten by the owners. So there is also four common characteristics. Maybe learn that from Kachim that Mechuz Zman doesn't work. So El Rather says, Gemara, you're right, Reb Shimon, The reason why he learns it from Bukhair is because Havara Gomer learns Gzeira Shava. It says by Bukhair, Vahavarta Karpetal Rechavim Hazacharim. It says by Maisa Behem Kolesh Yavar Techas HaShevet. Both of them say the word of passing over, which teaches us to that Gzeira Shava. And therefore, again, just like by Bukhair, it can be sanctified even before its time. So to Maisa Behem, it can be sanctified before its time. So that concludes that brace that we brought in the previous staff relating to the Halacha of HaMishnah. Now, regarding one of the Halachas that we're mentioning in our Mishnah regarding this Machlekes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shmuel, was regarding this idea of tinuf, of soiling, which is a miscarriage where that's what Rabbi Yeshua is saying, and everyone agrees that if it has a tinuf. But the question was, do we assume, or could it go ahead and give birth again in that same year after it was metanif? That's Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, Heichad Amitinuf, what qualifies as soiling? Not just any liquid that comes out. What would we qualify that's already considered a birth, and then the next one wouldn't be the firstborn? So Amar Rabbi says, Kedami Ravasa de Tzalsas, like the shepherds of this place Tzalsa would say, Atzer Chiyusa. The womb has closed up, meaning that the whatever fetus was inside has dissolved. If that's what they would say regarding that type of a discharge, so that's proof that was already considered an aborted fetus, and then the second one wouldn't be considered a firstborn anymore. Ushmulam, he says, Babui de Dama. If it excretes these bubblings of blood, that's a sign of a fetus that didn't make it, but again, it's considered that was the firstborn, and the second one wouldn't be the laws of Bechir. Now, says the Gemara, but you have to show what that discharge was to a sage to know if it was a fetus, and then the next one's going to be exempt from the laws of Bechir. Now, says the Gemara, Chacham Anoyada, where does a sage know this from? So Amar Papi says, you're right, it means Roya Chacham, means a sagacious shepherd. Meaning he knows the facts. The sage knows the halachas, but he doesn't necessarily know those actual facts, and therefore show it to a Roi Chacham, and then he'll tell you that, yeah, that was a fetus, and therefore the next one is not going to be Bechir. Now, related to this discussion, Amar Rav Chizki says, Harei Amru, they say that Yitzirus Havlad Be'isha, the formation of a child in the woman, is Arba Yom, 40 days. I mean to say, if a woman miscarries, on day after 40 days, then she has to, and then this discharge comes out, she has to sit like a woman who gave birth certain days of Tumah, and then she has days of Tara. Less than that, it's just considered like water. It's not considered a fetus that was miscarried. Now, Bayer of Chizdi says, Bebehema Bekama. Now, regarding enamel, how much is it that after she made it with a male, until she soils to say, oh, that was a child, and then post that would be exempt from the laws of Bechir? Similar, Pabal Abai says, Lav Haina de Ziri, says, well, isn't that Ziri's halacha? Dama Ziri, that Ziri says, we quoted this in the previous daf, says, Ein tin of pachas mishleshem yom. Soiling is not less than 30 days. Now, he thought, and Pabal thought what that meant to say was, what Ziri's halacha is that you, when it says tin of is not less than 30 days, it means to say, you can't consider something as a miscarriage, as a soiling, until you have 30 days from when it made it, and then after 30 and day 31, then it comes out, oh, that was already a miscarriage, and that wasn't just water. Says the Gemara, no, ahula kabel itmar. That halacha is teaching a different idea. That's after she miscarries her first fetus, she's not going to go ahead and mate with a male until 30 days have passed. But it's not talking about the formation of the first child. It's just saying, after she's old, she's not mating for at least 30 days, and then the Gemara doesn't answer the question. Now, relating back to the halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Metzinu lekeich ma'ivik achavim." Okay, so our Mishnah discussed, we already found, what's the halacha when someone purchases an animal from a non-Jew? As we learned, the machlik is in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says, okay, if it's in the first year, let's say, for a goat, then, okay, we know that it never gave birth before, and therefore it's going to be a definite bechir. Kiva said that, no, it's still a suffix, could be it's soiled, and then it is going to give birth in the same year. But lekeich mi'Yisrael mai. So that was regarding buying from a non-Jew. We don't know. But regarding when you buy from a Jew, what's the halacha? So Amar Rabbi says, Bechir Vadai. Then the animal is definitely, the first one that it's going to give birth by the consumer is definitely a firstborn. Why? Because the imis of the Bechir, if it would have been that by the seller, the animal had already given birth once before, or had already given out its firstborn, Ishtabuchiav Mishtabechle, the seller would have praised this animal that he's selling, would have sold to the consumer, here, buy this animal, it already gave birth once before, and you're not going to have to give the firstborn to the kain. And the fact that he doesn't say that, obviously, because it never gave birth yet, and therefore it's definitely this one being born now is the firstborn. Ushmulam, he says, no, Bechir Safik. It's a doubtful if it's a Bechir. And because you could say the reason why the seller didn't praise this animal to the buyer is because he thought the buyer is buying it for slaughtering, which has no relevancy regarding the children that's going to come out of it, because he's not having children, he's slaughtering it. And maybe that's why he didn't praise it. So we don't really know. Therefore, it's still a Safik Bechir, meaning the next one that would be born. Rabbi Yechonam, he says the other extreme. He says, Chulun Vadoy. No, this one that's being born is definitely not a Bechir, definitely Chulun. Unconsecrated. My time, what's the reason? Because he says, Im Isa the Le Bachar, because if it would really be true that it didn't yet give its firstborn, so Kivan de Kisur, so since there's a prohibitory law that's an aspect over here regarding this animal, regarding the animals that are being born, I do have a mite delay. The seller would have notified and say, hey, I just want you to know, the first one that's going to be born, you have to give it to the kind. This animal never gave birth yet. For the fact that he didn't tell him, obviously there's no prohibitory law that's attached to it and therefore must have been given birth already when it was in the possession of the seller. We learned in the Braisa, like Rabbi Yechonon, that obviously this animal being born now by the consumer is unconsecrated, because the Braisa talks about there's four times in the year that when the seller sells a cow to a buyer to slaughter, and on that same day he sold the son of that animal to someone else to be slaughtered, he has to notify him and says, hey, I just want you to know, I already sold the mother today to someone else to slaughter. And if he didn't notify the buyer that he sold the mother to someone else that day, so then the consumer could go ahead and go and b'sheichet, and he could slaughter the son. He doesn't have to stop. Doesn't have to go ahead and ask, hey, whoa, did you sell the mother today? And because that's halacha b'yisrael, but no, he wouldn't be able to then slaughter this son today. And the reason for this halacha is these four times in the year, everyone's buying meats, and because of their Yom Tov and their holidays, and we have to assume that whoever bought it is going to slaughter today, and therefore he has to notify them, because obviously the mother is being slaughtered, and you now do Eis Tavis B'nai. If he didn't tell them, then he could assume that, okay, obviously he didn't. So you see that the responsibility is on the seller, and not on the buyer. And therefore it says Rabbi Yechonon, that obviously the halacha is chulun vadoin, because if it would have been prohibitory law related to it, the seller would have told him. Says Gemara, Lema Tavati Yiftir Rav Shmuel. So let's say that refutes the first two interpretations that said either Bechir Vaday or Bechir Safik. Similarly, it's not definitely Chulun. Says Gemara, no, Hasam Amaychir Tal Yimil. So it's not a Raya from over there. There, the responsibility, you're right, is on the seller, that he has to notify the buyer. As the Gemara says in Mesech Tzchulun of Pegimel Mabeis, where the Pasuk says Yom Echad. What does Yom Echad mean? Yom HaMayuchad. Distinct days that he has to announce. Mean to say, in those four times of the year, they're distinct, that he has to give that announcement, and he has to tell the buyer that I sold the mother today to be slaughtered. Because that's something that's very common, and that's what the Pasuk is actually alluding to in the Pasuk. But Hacha B'Lekech Tal Yimilsa, here the responsibility is on the buyer, like the Pasuk says in Dvarim Tezvav, B'Pkarcho B'Tzaincha, in your cattle, in your flock, mean to say, the one who it's his animals, it's his responsibility to separate the firstborn animal. And therefore, since it's his responsibility, the seller doesn't have to tell him, and therefore there's no raya that he didn't tell him, and therefore they hold it's not a proof from that price, and therefore it could be that, like Rav said, that it's definitely Bechar, or like Shmuel said, that it's a Safek Bechar, not a raya to Rabbi Yechonon, that wants to say it's definitely Chulun.